Hey guys, this is Midwest Digest. Today's episode is Wayne White. If you guys don't know who Wayne White is, go check him out on the interwebs. He was the guy that did all the Pee-wee's Playhouse puppets, and his wife Mimi Pond wrote the first episode of The Simpsons.
The first full-length episode.
Full-length episode of The Simpsons. They came down, was it in June for the Riverfest?
It was late May, early June.
And we got a chance to work with them for about 10 days. We made these huge, elaborate puppets out of cardboard.
At Harvester Arts.
Harvester Arts. Which, you know, Kristen and Kate are wonderful ladies, and they let us, you know, work with them. Mm-hmm.
You can hear more about Harvester Arts in one of our previous podcast. It's one of the first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Check out what they're all about.
Yeah. But we got a chance. We called them, and so it's a phone interview, so it might be a little bit muffled, but me, Bernardo, and Jess sit down and talk to him about his experience in Wichita, and we asked him a couple questions about, you know, artists in general and, you know, trying to do art as a career. It's a really good interview. It's about 20 minutes. But this episode, we also want to promote the show that we're putting on, Midwest Digest, You Best Believe, and WichitaComedy.com. We're putting on Brooks Whelan is coming to Wichita, and he's going to be at the Roxy downtown on October 20th. Tickets are $15, and if you go to Ticket Leap, I think you can just type in Brooks Whelan Show, and it will pop up. But that's October 20th, and we want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Shelter Salon and Hellbomb Tattoo. They're helping us put on the show. It should be a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything else?
Well, my bangs are cool, and they're cut from Shelter Salon.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I have my very first and only tattoo I got was from Hellbomb. So they don't do piercings, but they do really great work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a tattoo, but if I wanted to get one, it would be at Hellbomb Tattoos.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So, yep. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Or the listening show.
You best believe.
Oh, yeah. And after you're done listening to this episode of Midwest Digest, check out the
sister
branch
podcast.
Off, the sister podcast called You Best Believe, You with the letter U. It's me and three ladies, Hannah, Allie, and Megan.
Hannah Scott is a wonderful artist. Allie Sutton, also a wonderful artist. And Megan Welch, who also does stand-up comedy in Wichita.
Mm-hmm. I have a sister in stand-up now.
Yeah, you guys should check them out. But it's a really good podcast. They talk about women things and, you know. And,
women things.
You know, things of that nature.
It's
that
like
we can't really
the Golden Girls meets
Jackass. No. It's like the Golden Girls meets the Sandlot.
Meets Broad City meets
yeah, it's just
a lot of meat. We eat meat. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we need to end this.
Yeah.
This is too much. All right, enjoy.
Wayne White.
Check him out. Thanks, guys.
Beauty is Embarrassing. That's the documentary you should go watch after you listen to both podcasts.
Thank you, Domestic Drone, also for our intro and outro music. Every episode they, you know, supplied us with some really good tunes, so you guys should check them out as well. So, thanks,
Domestic
guys.
Domestic Drone.
Woo! Wayne White!
Wayne!
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. And y'all?
Good.
We got Jessica here and
Bernardo
and Patrick.
And you know you're being recorded right now, right? Can you just go ahead and be like, I, Wayne White, know I'm being recorded?
No, I'm not going to say that.
Sorry. But you're ruining everything.
There's no way I'm going to say that. Just go ahead. Do your will. Have your way with me.
Okay, well.
Let's get it on.
Okay.
Let's get it on.
Let's
man.
Talk. Thank you for coming and
yes.
hanging out with us back in May, the end of May, for the Wichita River Festival over at Harvester Arts and with the festival itself. That was really cool. Thank you very much. Anything you wish you would have done differently while you were in Wichita? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I wish I'd made more money. I thought I was very pleased. It was a miracle.
It was great. A miracle.
Did so much in 1 week, and it was such a great parade, and it didn't rain. Everything worked, and it was wonderful.
It was a blessing.
It was a great experience.
It was a blessing it didn't rain that day. I can't believe it. Did
it was. It was a magic thing. I don't use that word too much. It's corny. But, you know, I do these things for those moments, and it was one of those moments.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So you left Wichita and you went to Florida, correct?
I'm sorry?
You left Wichita and you went to Florida?
Yeah, I didn't go directly, but I went to Florida about a week or so later, yeah.
Okay.
And that was in June, and I had a show there of a retrospect, so 15 years of painting. And I built them a puppet, a giant Napoleon Broward puppet, who was one of the first governors of Florida. And Broward County is named after them. He's this famous figure from 100 years ago. And we paraded that around.
Do they enjoy that?
You know, it was no Wichita. I'll just say that.
I do have a question, like, so when you go to these places and you're building these giant puppets out of cardboard and hot glue and using box cutters, do you normally get a team as big as, well, it felt like it was big here in Wichita. Do you normally have that many people by your side? Or how many people on average?
Yeah, I have, in Wichita, you know, there was a core group of at least 8 to 10 people, I'd say. And I always have that. After Florida, I went to Montreal, Canada in July and did a rock festival there. And this time I didn't have to work in cardboard. Worked in really way better, you know, like wood and cloth and all the traditional materials. And they're going to save them and use them again. I did giant puppets there. But I always have a huge team. I have to work at that scale. You have to have at least, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 people with you the whole time you're there.
Do you usually, are they usually like local artists, or do you know these people?
Yeah, they're always local artists, yeah. That's the MO. I travel to the city. Hopefully I hire local artists, but oftentimes there's no budget, you know, and people have to volunteer and stuff. And I use local people. That's part of the vibe of the whole thing, you know.
So what's where's the next stop at? Are you taking a little break and just hanging out and just doing your own work, or are you going anywhere else here soon?
Well, oddly enough, I'm going back to Florida.
Again?
Man.
Yeah, next week I'm going to Fort Myers, Florida. And the same show is Travel Across the State, the painting show, and now it's going to be installed at the Bob Rauschenberg Gallery at Florida State University. It's a gallery that the artist Robert Rauschenberg endowed, and it's named after him. And they're going to have the same painting show that was in Fort Lauderdale, but this time I'm going down for a week and building a Rauschenberg puppet.
Oh, nice.
I'm not quite sure if it's going to be right on the nose, Rauschenberg puppet. I'm going to do like a short performance in the gallery at the opening, and it's going to be in the spirit of Rauschenberg, which this time means it's going to be a little more abstract. The end, of course, will be cardboard, because I'm only going to be there for 4 or 5 days.
That's awesome. I thought you were about to be like, I not guess where I'm going back to, Wichita. And I was like, oh, shit, we just got the exclusive. But nope, none of that happened. So, but if you ever want to come back to Wichita, we would not be mad about that.
Yeah. You know? I think your experience here and, like, you just coming here, I think it changed all of our, I mean, changed my life, you know, just thinking about art differently and thinking about taking my career more serious. And I know that, you know, you coming here kind of just helped everyone, like, boost their confidence and help them be more, I don't know, like, self-aware of, like, what they're doing in their work. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I felt like you lit some kind of fire under my ass, whether or not you knew it. But just us going, you know, us hanging out and working with you, and then going to all of the talks, and just being a part of, like, every event that you had something to say at, I thought that was really awesome, and definitely sparked some desire for me to get out of town and see what's available. And like you also mentioned, like working for really good bosses, and I thought that was really on point with you saying that. And I guess I've never really appreciated the people that I've worked for and like how much creative leeway they ever do give me. So that was really nice. Thought you should know that.
Thank you for all that. I'm glad I can, you know, be a positive experience. And, you know, I get a lot of that out of it myself, that this is how I make a living, you know. I get paid and I get to do this, and there's all this great collateral damage that I do. And, so it's always great to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the finding the good bosses thing, I say that all the time. That's one of my sound bites that I always go to. But it is one of the jobs of the artist, is to find a good boss. Or to put it another way, to find somebody with power to empower him or her. You know, somebody that is in a position of power but respects you and lets you do your thing. It's really hard. It's a real challenge to find that. But in a way, it's a perfect situation. You're never going to ever kind of get ahead until you find that situation, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's tricky, though.
Yeah, and you also...
Very tricky.
I was going to say, the other thing that you said that was cool, and then I'll quit, like, petting all of your coolness here. But, like, you had talked about one of your first jobs working at a museum, and, like... I guess I work at the zoo, which is kind of, you know, museum-esque and scientific and learning experience and everything. And I was feeling like my job didn't matter or my job didn't count because I was doing these really tiny, small, like, painting, hand-painting a sign and all that jazz. And then, like, when you put it in perspective of, like, that's what you need and that's where you need to, like, start, I don't know, again, with the whole fire in the ass thing, like... I don't know. You just, like, spoke to me, and you weren't even talking to me, and it's, you're magical, Wayne. You are magical, and so is Mimi. You're both, like, this little magical pair, and I like that you guys support each other, but you don't work together, and I noticed you guys don't do, creative projects. It seems like you don't do creative projects together, and I think that's really smart. And you guys seem like a smart couple. And how is Mimi? And how are the kids?
She's great. She's waiting for me upstairs right now.
Yeah. Well.
No, she's good. Our son is visiting here tomorrow. He leaves for an artist residency on Key West.
Oh, nice.
Same one me and Mimi had earlier this year, so that's cool.
Your show was...
Are
you saying, Jessica, that I made you do a better job at your zoo job?
You made me appreciate it a little bit more. Because
I made you a better employee, like, to do a better job, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. We'll just say that. We'll just say that.
Cool.
Because you said, like, with your first job that, like, they only hired you for their budget, and that's, like, the circumstance that I'm in with the zoo. And so I just felt like, man, maybe one day I'll fucking build some cool shit because of this little job that I had, you know? I don't know.
Well, you know, I always try to, you know, I had a similar job, you know, at a natural history museum. It's kind of scientifically based artwork, you know? And I can relate to that. Whatever job you've got, you know, whether it's washing the dishes or clipping your toenails, you know,
yeah,
or painting a masterpiece, you know, always do your best, you know? That's the whole zen of life, you know? There's no hierarchy in any of it. It all matters, you know? If you're doing your best at the smallest thing, then you're ready for the biggest thing, you know? And it's who cares if it's cardboard in Wichita, Kansas? It's still supreme, and it can rule, and we did make it rule, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So every job's important.
I totally agree. Bernardo, you had something to say?
The show you had in Florida, that's with your son, wasn't it?
No, that was in San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, okay.
That was in San Francisco, yeah.
I pay attention to these things. No, I have a teacher, a graphic design teacher that moved to San Francisco, and so I had told him about your documentary like a year ago, and then he got a job in San Francisco, and then when Pat and I got to design the t-shirt for Harvester Arts for you, I had messaged him and to be like, oh my god, that documentary dude, I'm making a t-shirt for him that he doesn't know I'm making. And he's in San Francisco right now with his son. Like, you need to go see him. So, I don't know. The United States is so tiny, I feel like. It's like, you're all over the place. You're all over the place, aren't you?
Well, it is now with the internet.
Yeah.
Tiny. Everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Pat?
Oh, I was going to tell, we were talking about jobs. After you left, I told my boss at the juvenile delinquent center I was working at that I really wanted to paint murals, and I had all this drive to do it, and they put me in the budget, and now I paint 9 to 5 every day murals, and I get benefits, and they're sending me to Tennessee next month. And I also want to thank you for that, because that was the fire that you lit under my ass to kind of just take it seriously. And, you know, I found a really good boss, and they're treating me really well, and they gave me a company car, and I'm painting every day, Wayne. So I'll be going to Tennessee for a month, and then I'll be just painting juvenile delinquent centers all throughout the United States, hopefully. So that's the goal.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I want a piece of that action, because I inspired that, so...
Yeah.
Now, what do you want a piece of? Like, the mural?
That's, you know, you gotta... That's great. It's all... The artists have to hustle, you know?
Yeah.
And there's an opportunity. One thing leads to another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, persistent.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great news.
Thank you.
That's exactly what you have to do.
I'm hustling every day just to keep that dream, you know, of making art for, you know, every day. I'm just trying to do that.
I feel like you're our art dad, and we haven't talked to you. Okay, I feel that way. Pat might not.
No, I feel...
We're like, listen to our accomplishments. No, I'm just making fun of us. Sorry.
No.
Anyway. Bernardo, did you have something else?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bernardo.
Well, as an artist, I find that whenever I get my ass kicked by someone who's critiquing me, it only makes me better. And you definitely did that when you saw the stop-motion animation we made. And I appreciate your critique on that. Yeah.
Sure. I was wondering when we were going to get around to that. You've been awful quiet over there, Bernardo.
So, just for, like, the podcast record, the artist that helped Wayne out while he was in town decided to have a response show with the leftover materials.
Right on.
And Mr. Bernardo Treviso here...
He was
the director of the whole spiel, and we showed it for Final Friday, and then showed Wayne, and then what was the response, Bernardo?
Well, there were some things we definitely needed work on, right, Wayne?
Yeah, he put him on the spot there. That's what makes us a great podcast.
Yes, on the spot.
Now, what happened was I was elected to be the director by my peers, and I'd never directed before. So I took your advice, and Jess's advice too. Fake it till you make it.
Did that animated short you showed me.
Animation,
right?
On his own.
It was by myself though. This was me directing a team, and that was definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, there's not too much difference though. It's still directing the images, regardless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I let me just add, it was beautiful models that everybody built, and I was very excited about it, and they looked great. But you just didn't have enough time, number one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A week is not enough time to do a project like that, especially on that scale and with all, the size of it and everything. So that really doesn't matter. A week was not enough time, so.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Anyway, and you just needed more time and more props. And I don't want to start critiquing it again here. It didn't work. I'm just going to tell you that. It needed work. It needed stuff.
I agree.
It's just because I was like, I think there needs to be more gags. I think one thing Wayne said was there should always be enough gags. And they were like, no, Jess. Like, people dismiss me a lot of times. But I was like, no, I'm pretty sure we need more gags. And so they made, like, dog poop or something. And then
It has to be written. And it has to be written, and it has to be solidly, the writing has to be there. There just wasn't enough time and attention.
That's okay.
Well, there's always next time. We can always just build from it and take your critique. And now we know, moving forward type thing.
Moving forward.
That's actually the plan is to...
Oh, yeah, they rewrote the script.
We wrote a script.
Ian
wrote us. A local filmmaker, Ian Bloom, wrote a script for it. And we're thinking about working on it. We just don't know when yet.
Well, listen, keep it under 2 minutes. Keep it tight. Keep the text coming as fast as you can. Don't worry about an involved storyline. It's just a series of visual gags.
Mm-hmm.
It's good enough. And at the level you're working on, longer than 2 minutes is not going to work. Keep it short and sweet. Anyway, let's not critique that.
I wanted to say
I still appreciate it a lot, and I would love if you did have the time to rework it. I think it would take at least 3 weeks to do a good, thorough job.
Mm-hmm.
You were under the gun. Yeah.
It was still fun. Being back in there and working on cardboard and gluing shit together.
The props were amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
You needed even more though. See?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what these things are like. You needed three times as many props. Close ups.
Yeah.
A close up head, close up hands, a better close up of the trailer, the smaller version.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much work this is. That's another lesson you see at depth that you have to go to. Live and learn.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
Yeah, your gag of the whiskey bottle from the actual parade, the one that I was in, and moving my arms up and down, and I got bruises. I had domestic violence bruises for like a week and a half, I'd say. People were asking me what was wrong with me, but it was totally worth
bruises.
It. What? They were bruises. They were around my wrists as if someone had pulled me. It looked like someone took me by the wrist and swung me around in a circle for 10 minutes.
where are those puppets now? Are they stored there?
A few were at the Ulrich Museum, and then some are stored at Century 2, I believe, which is a local convention center. I don't know if you know that. And
Harvester.
And the cowboy and the horse are at Harvester.
And the carriage.
Yeah, but they looked really good at the Ulrich. They had the whiskey bottle, they had some of the cow masks, and then they had John Brown at the Ulrich, and it looked really nice. The way they're displayed and everything looked really good.
The Ulrich just came out with their, I think it's their fall program, and at the back of it, Jessica is leading me in the John Brown mask in the Ulrich Museum that night that we went there. It was the, whatever it was.
It was the gala.
The gala.
Gala.
And so, yeah, it was a really good picture of just a sea of people and then this huge cardboard cutout head of John Brown.
So. It looks so good.
So what are you working on now? Are you just kind of hanging out before you have to go back to Florida? Or are you working on any projects or anything that we...
I'm working on a big project, hopefully for next year down the line. It's from my hometown, Chattanooga, and it's going to be a big indoor installation, one of the biggest ones I've done yet. With puppets and sculpture and environments, and it's my take on Chattanooga, my love letter to growing up in Tennessee, you know, all the cool stuff I like. And so I'm building these very intricate models, which I never do. I usually just start from drawings or very crude models, but I'm doing these incredible pieces of art models that are super tight, painted and intricate. And it's driving me ape shit. It's like so hard to do. I'm getting lost in the details. It's taken me all summer on and off to do these. I'm working on those, finishing up those this week. Fingers crossed, I'm going to be doing this. It's going to be called Wainorama in Chattanooga. So.
Well, if you need any help, you got three artists here that can cut some cardboard. And
this is going to be the biggest one yet. Return to the hometown.
18.
I think I need to return to the living room. I think my guests are here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we were about to wrap up.
Well, thank you so much, Wayne, for talking to us. We miss you. I hope everything goes well in Florida. And Wainorama sounds really cool, and I'm excited to see that.
We're going to go get our tickets.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for it. It's going to be the Mid-South destination spot.
Well, anyway, we'll keep in touch.
Good work there in Wichita, guys. Keep all that stuff alive. Congratulations on the mural, Jessica Bernardo. I want to see that cartoon in 3 weeks. Anyway,
all right.
Mommy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks,
Wayne.
Talk to you later. Bye.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Oh, that was awesome. I was a little bummed that I didn't get to be there to, take part in that. But it was kind of cool getting to listen to it, the way I guess all of you do. Anyway, one more time, thank you, Shelter Salon. Thank you, Hellbomb Tattoo, for helping us put on this Brooks Whelan show that you all need to go to on October 20th at Roxy's. Tickets are online. Thank you, Domestic Drone. Always, always love it when I hear that song. It's really taken on a nice meaning for me. Thanks, all of you, for listening. Thank you, Wayne White. Can't wait to see what else you... come up with in that crazy head of yours. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.